the Port of Jacksonville wants to spend $47 million to get the dredging going next year. About $15 million of that is city money from the port. The rest of it comes from the state of Florida.
And that's just a drop in the bucket of the total estimated cost of this project.
It's $700 million total. If this thing gets off the ground and goes, Jacksonville can probably expect to spend about $200 million of that itself.
So that's a whole lot of money. A lot of people have to be convinced of this. But John, what do you see as some of the bigger hurdles beyond just getting the funding approved?
Well, city council leaders have a list of about $700 million of infrastructure improvements that are needed, roadways, the American with Disability Act, removing polluted septic tanks. It goes on and on and on. None of that includes the port. Meanwhile, Mayor Curry is laser focused on getting his sales tax extension passed so that we can get out of this pension mess.
That'll be on the ballot August 30th.
That's right. So those are the things that seem to have the push right now.
So what are people saying around town about this port project?
Well, I spoke with a longtime businessman who is very familiar with the port, and his take was, it used to be that the port pretty much got what it wanted. I mean, the port was ingrained in the city's culture. We've been shipping things in and out of Jacksonville and the St. John's River since day one. But now we're starting to think of ourselves differently. We're more of an entrepreneurial city. We're more of a small business mecca. We're more of a tech hub. Those are kind of the sexy new things that everybody's excited about. The port, meanwhile, kind of seems like yesterday's news.
On top of that, of course, the environmental concerns and ongoing lawsuit there. So what are supporters of the dredging project saying to all of this?
They would say that this criticism is short-sighted, that a expanded port certainly could be part of our future. It would provide many thousands of jobs. It don't require a college education, and Jacksonville needs jobs like that.
That's WJCT business analyst John Burr. I'm WJCT News Director Jessica Palumbo.
The WJCT Business Brief is sponsored by Jacksonville University Davis College of Business. JU Davis means business.